KQED.
Merle Haggard has been called the most influential singer-songwriter in country music history, but he's never been called Doctor, at least until now. Cal State University Bakersfield recently awarded him its first honorary doctorate of fine arts in recognition of his contribution to the Bakersfield sound. The university also honored Buck Owens, another architect of that raw music style. Reporter Alice Daniel has more.
On behalf of all the songwriters and entertainers that's come up through the Bakersfield sound, I'd like to say we appreciate this, and it's nice to be noticed. Thank you.
Merle Haggard has won 15 Academy of Country Music Awards, but he says a doctorate is unlike anything else he's received.
The award kind of represents a recognition by an underwriting of the Bakersfield sound, really. I mean, I sort of represent that.
It's a big job getting by with nine kids and a wife. Yeah, but I've been a working man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working.
The Bakersfield sound defied the slick, polished style of Nashville in the 1950s and 60s. Steel guitars, loud drums, a lot of treble, Haggard says. It's the kind of music that pulls you out of your chair and onto the dance floor.
Probably a mixture of church music and barroom music that started here because of the agriculture and the oil and the invitations from all the people that was migrating. It was a good place to come, and there was a lot of music came up out of that.
Haggard grew up just outside Bakersfield in Oildale. His parents were Okies who came west during the Depression.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing.
He says he was drawn to music early.
I started very young. I guess it was meant to be. I started when I was about 9 years old. I took a few lessons on violin and went from that to what I do now, and it's been a long, long road, but it's been worth it. You know, kept me out of the cotton patch.
That long road included the loss of his father when Haggard was 9 and a rebellious period that followed. He left home at 15 and was in and out of trouble for petty crime and truancy. He even had a stint at San Quentin in his early 20s.
I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried. Mama
Early in his musical career, he played bass with Bakersfield legend Buck Owens. He came up with the band's name.
They were all sitting around one day, and right out of the blue, Merle said something like, well, that's easy. My dad said, what? And he said, Buck Owens and the Buckaroos.
That's Buck Owens' son, Buddy Owens. He accepted the Presidential Medal of Honor from CSU Bakersfield on behalf of his father, who died in 2006.
This is one of his first big chart records. Let's just sing a little of it. You've got me under your spell again.
Buddy Owens is a musician in his own right. He plays twice a month at the Crystal Palace, his father's music hall in Bakersfield.
It's really cool to walk around in here, and you know, he's got trophies. There's one of his Academy of Country Music trophies. I don't know which one that is. Here, over here, we can walk this
glass
way.
Glass cases display Buck Owens' rhinestone suits, signature red, white, and blue guitars, and memorabilia from Hee Haw, the TV show he starred in. Although Hee Haw was filmed in Nashville, Buck Owens considered himself anti-Nashville.
That was part of his appeal, and that's what part of his music was all about, is that the Nashville sound was always so smooth and had big background singers and violins and, you know, the whole orchestra sound, and he just said, you know, that's not me. I can't do that.
Buddy Owens says his parents divorced when he was young. When he was a teenager, his mother, singer Bonnie Owens, introduced him to the new man in her life.
All of a sudden, we walk into the living room, and there's my mom, and there's Merle standing there, and she says, boys, I want you to meet your new stepfather. And that was the first time we had met him.
Buddy Owens and Merle Haggard are still close. And now with Buck and Bonnie gone, they represent this interconnected, legendary California group.
I came here looking for something.
Owens says his father quit school after eighth grade because he had to go to work for his sharecropper family, a fact that makes the university award even sweeter.
Trying to find me something better on the streets of Bakersfield.
For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Bakersfield.